Francis, you were working at Coley Junction round about what time?
It was just after the war anyway, about 50, 51, something like that.
And what were you doing down there?
Well, I was a porter, shunter, goods porter, lampman, you name it, we done it. It was that sort of station. It was a country station, so you'd done everything practically.
Were there many people working on the station then?
Let me see, there would be a station master, clerk, two leading porters, two grade two porters, and three crossing keepers.
What names come to mind?
Well, station masters, there was, let me think, Les Jones when I started. He's now an area manager down in the Plymouth region. There was Ernie Bray. I don't know what's happened to Ernie. And Charlie Viney, who's buried in Lorcam Churchyard. Bill Lord and Ernie Morris, leading porters. Myself, Walt Price from Camas Green. Levi Leonard, he lived up Hunger Hill in Dursley. This is going back right at the start when I started. Since then, of course, you've had Derek Markey, Gilroy Kerr. Oh, the signalmen were Oliver Higgins from the top of Cam Pitch, Bob Stickler from Almore, and Walt Wood from Drake, Box Road. Incidentally, his son worked there as well in later years as a signalman.
It was quite a busy little junction then.
Oh, it's very busy. I mean, you had all the grain for workmen's flour mills. That could be anything, 20, 30 wagons a day. Well, grain hoppers. Oh, yeah, it's quite a busy station.
And what came down from Dursley?
Listers. Lister stuff in particular. Plus coal. A lot of coal. A lot of coal was transported then up to Dursley and to Coley Junction for the local coalmen.
Oh, I see. This is Josh Price.
Yes. There was another couple from Frampton and one from Ewley. Ercombe from Ewley.
And did much come out of Maudsley's?
Not so much as Listers, but we did get some, yes. But of course, that never used to bother us normally because that was a through train. And all the perishable, anything urgent came through on a parcels wagon, which went on the parcels at 9:15 at night, picked up direct.
Were there many trains stopping at
Coley? Oh, yes, quite a few. You had all the stopping trains, plus the Up Express in the morning to Newcastle. And we had a lot of excursions in the summer.
What about, do you remember the occasions when the donkey went through one or two of the level crossing gates?
No, I don't, actually. I can remember when it hit a cow.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Up the other side of Box Road Crossing. Up towards the leather mills. It came round the corner and smacked it. Well, actually, it charged. It charged the donkey, in actual fact, yes. And, of course, inevitable, it killed it, of course.
I seem to remember that Coley Junction was a popular place for releasing homing pigeons.
Oh, yes, we used to do that. Was part of the job. Oh, yes. They used to come from all over England. And you used to release them at a certain time. I.e. 7 o'clock at night, something like this. It just depended. Well, they were put on the box when they wanted them to be released. I mean, that was big business for the railways, pigeons. Mm. We used to get cattle and all at Coley Junction in those days. In the downside, and we used to have cattle pens down there.
Where would they be going to?
To the local farmers.
I see.
Yeah.
What, coming from Gloucester?
Yeah, well, anywhere where they bought them.
Ah, I see.
That sun tailed off, though, after I hadn't been there long, it tailed off. But we did get them, yes. If you were on early turn on the Saturday morning at Listers, you know, they broke up on the Friday night, the first Saturday their holidays, anything up to 800 people on the down platform.
And they would be going off to the...
All over the place.
Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah, anywhere, yes.
By train.
That's right.
Right, well, Francis, man, many thanks for talking to us.
That's all right, any time.